Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. It is now officially Saturday, March 24th, 2007, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org or perhaps at franklyspeakingradio.com. Our special guest this evening is just an astounding filmmaker who has made her mark already, and I'm sure nothing's ever going to stop her from continuing this journey. She's the gal behind Sweet Misery, A Poisoned World, Sweet Remedy, The World Reacts to an Adulterated Food Supply. These things are amazing, and of course it is an expose on artificial sweeteners, aspartame in particular, but it certainly goes in a lot of different directions, especially the second one, as we look into, again, remedies more, solutions, ways to fix your life. And you can get an incredible amount of information at her website. It's www.sweetremedy.tv. Corey Brackett, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Frank. Hey, I wanted to, before we get to the next topic, I wanted to just elaborate a little bit on what we talked about before the break.
Sure, please.
Because you had asked me if people can ever get a completely better, and a lot of them do get completely better. And I don't mean to present any sort of a doom or gloom type of perspective, because I do feel like I'm about 99% better. Mm-hmm. One thing, though, that I will say is I wouldn't trade my experience for all the world, because ultimately we had been talking a lot earlier about how things have a tendency to work perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, I think that that can be really true. And my husband and I look at this whole situation as a gift. For about 10 years before this experience, we were working like dogs really hard for other people. And that is, you know, that's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with that. But we had been doing that and kept dreaming about making films, dreaming about being our own people and doing something that we loved. And we kept putting it off and putting it off until I got ill. And then we thought that we'd never get a chance to do it. And yet when I got better, I thought, wow. And he thought, wow. And we really felt blessed and able to do things that we got a new lease on life. And we also got a new perspective on life. Mm-hmm. And what caused me to do the films was the result of what had happened to me. And yes, I felt very fortunate to be able to have the means at my disposal in the guise of a video production company and had the gear and the equipment and so forth to be able to do this. But I also had a real strong, honest desire to find out the truth about this, and that created a sense of purpose in me, which drove me to do these projects, and that made them honest and I hope to people compelling too.
Oh yeah, well, it's compelling and honest are two words that definitely I would attribute to these films. They're incredible. I mean, there's really no other way to say it. And certainly, for somebody who talks for a living, to be, you know, just speechless watching them, I think that's saying something.
Well, mentioned thank you, Frank. Oh, you're most kind.
No, unfortunately, I'm just honest, but it works in your favor this time.
Well, we'll hope that happens in the future.
Yeah, it's just it's a curse. You know, the parents named me Frank, not, you know, politician, for example. Stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more from our special guest this evening, Corey Brackett, and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stick around.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Morning, welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. If you're noticing a change in the sound of my voice, you'd be interested to know that we just had some sort of weird power surge or something. I don't know exactly what happened, but everything went dead for a few seconds. A burst of static in my ear, and I don't know. We're going to try to get it all sorted out. But for the interim, I will be on the phone. Hopefully, my guest doesn't mind too much. She, of course, as we've been mentioning here in the first hour, if you're just joining us, Her name is Corey Brackett. She was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, which she determined to be actually aspartame poisoning, and since then has made two astounding films, Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy, both detailing, of course, the truth behind aspartame artificial sweeteners and healthy living as well. Corey, welcome back, and again, I apologize for the technical difficulty there.
No problem, Frank. I was enjoying the music.
Oh, good. Well, you know, it's so bizarre that we've had just a number of things, problems and whatnot come up, you know, with things. I don't even understand exactly what's happening. But I know that whenever we do something that's usually really powerful is when we get hit with stuff like this. So I'm taking this as a good sign. so we're thinking positive as well. You know, one of the things that I wanted to mention to you, I think is very, very important as well, and that is when you're looking at your experiences and everything and the aspartame and all the things that have been going on, aspartame is not, of course, the only thing out there as far as artificial sweeteners go, and this is something that I'm sure you explored, but it's always been just sort of a, you know, you want to slap people. I occasionally want to do that very often. But saccharin is also an element of artificial sweetener that you know, it says it right there on the label that it causes cancer. And if that is can be approved, and if that really doesn't stop people from using it, is there ever any hope that people will wake up?
You know, that's difficult because there's, as far as people waking up,
mm-hmm.
I look in a lot of ways as I start to wonder, that's part of the reason why we talk about in Sweet Remedy, which has three parts, and the first part talks about the dumbing down of the U.S. populace has become
yeah.
a matter of public policy.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, you have to look at the corporations and so forth where they feel that it's a lot easier if you end up with a dumber populace or, you know, a populace who can't think clearly, because they're better served when people can't think well and become right and proper consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very difficult point, but it's, you know, I think people are starting to wake up and they are starting to realize that there's something, you know, shows like yours give people an opportunity to hear information that they're not getting from the mainstream media.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, but it's mostly because I get to talk to people like yourself who have all this information. Otherwise, it's just me ranting and raving late at night now. But, you know, you're absolutely right. It is it's a systematic dumbing down of America. It's a systematic, I guess you could say, it's sort of taking us into a situation where we can't think, not just mentally, but physically, like we have been poisoned and allowed ourselves to be poisoned through lack of knowledge and information to the point where we're very apathetic about things. And if you look at the system, and I think all of this is contextualized so well in your films, about how the whole system works, and it's always been this way, even going back to, you know, the foundings of America, you know, there's always been a sense of elitism about that there's a ruling class and they should really be the ones making all the decisions. So if you think about it in that term, in that sort of terminology, and you think about it in terms of corporations and whatnot, they would like us to think that they know what's best for us. Now, they're not doing it for us, per se. They're doing it for profit's sake. But if they tell us that something's good, then we should just accept it. Now, obviously, the things that aren't good for us, quite simply, are the things that would make us more malleable, more susceptible to influence, and more likely to just go with the flow and rely upon them completely and totally for everything, especially for the truth.
That's where I have come to the conclusion for myself that I believe individual health has become an act of civil disobedience.
Mm.
That very thing of individual health, of saying, yes, you know, I don't smoke marijuana myself, but there's a woman who was recently with MS who had all sorts of pain, which thankfully I don't experience, but there are different forms of that illness too. And she couldn't, you know, relieve her pain because of politics. And, you know, whether or not you think that that's a good thing or not, it's taking away the responsibility of health from her.
Yes.
Into, you know, the realm of government. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm saying, hey, wait a minute, no, I don't think this is right. I'm not willing to become sick because you're telling me that I have to believe and trust you blindly.
Yeah. Very well put. And, yeah, we discussed a little bit, I think, the case you're referring to, Angel Raich.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about that last night. It's such an incredibly sad story. But you know, you're right on point. The problem is that people have forgotten what their authority is in this world, in this life, in this country. And that is that these people, the elected representatives, are representatives of the people. They work for us. They're our public servants. So we shouldn't be walking around there donating money to people's campaigns. They should be coming crawling to us and saying, please, you know, what can I do for you? Can I get you some water? Can I rub your feet for you? It's like they're public servants. That's what they should be doing.
Right.
You know, obviously I'm exaggerating. But
afraid of them.
Yeah. Yeah, or in awe. I mean, you know, and obviously the money thing is an issue for me as well. Looking at these guys and how they're profiting and profiteering off of people being sick, because if you look at the pharmaceutical industry, and I know you've done it extensively, it's such a sick and twisted, incestuous little relationship where they continue to keep everybody in the dark, and they continue to use deception in their advertising. And I was very excited that you'd asked the question in the second film, Sweet Remedy, about how patients are encouraged to ask the doctors about various products, and that's amazing. So in a way, they're saying, we want to empower you to be your own doctor, to give yourself your own diagnosis, to heal yourself, but at the same time, we want you to specifically mention our product while you do that.
Right. We're only empowered, in their view, as much as we will look at the ad that says, buy this, you know, pill,
yeah,
and talk to your doctor about it.
Ask your doctor. And, yeah, and then, of course, there's always a collection of people who are having a discussion in these commercials, and one of them just happens to be an expert. And they're saying, well, you know, I've been reading about this particular pill. And they're like, wow, how do you know so much? Because I take it, and I'm happy. Never mind the list of 85 things that always, you know, side effects include, and then usually there's death in there somewhere as well.
Mm-hmm. But that gets run over very quickly.
Yes.
And often it's for a pill or medication that you, for a disorder that you didn't even know you had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm always hearing about something, some sort of disease, some sort of problem, some sort of illness that I didn't know existed. And, of course, you know, they might be vague enough about it where it does almost seem to apply to you. Like, have you ever had a headache? Then you might need our product. It's like, well, yeah, but I fell and hit my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just awful. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, Corey, if you're looking at the at aspartame poisoning, okay, and it seems like it's extraordinarily common, if not extraordinarily well known, although it is becoming more and more well known. There aren't many people I run into these days who have never heard of aspartame in some capacity. But because it is so common, you would think that the doctors, for the most part, would be able to make the connection between aspartame and some of these symptoms. So I guess my question to you is do they?
You know, one thing that I find very gratifying, second only to the people that send me emails and call and write letters telling me how their lives have been changed and they've turned around and gotten better after getting off of aspartame, that is incredibly rewarding. The second thing that's rewarding is the fact that probably if there was one group that was the largest who bought Sweet Misery, it would be doctors.
Is really?
Yes.
That's phenomenal.
They often buy more than one.
Wow. Corey, you're just amazing to me. Let me ask you to hang on, please. We have another break, and we'll try to get these technical difficulties worked out. Folks, back with our special guest, Corey Brackett, and More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
This is-
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders' political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
And welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. Still attempting to work out our technical difficulties from this little bizarre power surge. But anyway, I'm glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening is Corey Brackett. She's a filmmaker behind Sweet Misery and the brand new Sweet Remedy film. Fantastic stuff. Corey, welcome back.
Thanks a lot. Good to be here.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this. When we left off, what you were saying about how many doctors had actually picked this up, that's very, very exciting to me. Because it's been my experience, and I've not had really a great many positive medical experiences with doctors at all. But what I've seen for the most part is a lot of diseases and things like that are very vague as far as, you know, many, many, many symptoms might fit into one particular disease umbrella. and some would manifest some symptoms and some would manifest another, like fibromyalgia, for example, which has always been my opinion that, that for the most part, all that means is the doctor has no idea what causes it, and that's sort of the group that everything gets lumped into.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your assessment as well?
Yeah, I think that there are certain disorders. I think that that happens very, very frequently with depression and psychiatric disorders. There was an article that was on your site today with a Columbia University psychiatrist told the BBC that children experiencing perfectly normal signs of being happy or sad are being labeled mentally ill now.
Wow.
Which is astounding to me.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, the use of ADHD drugs has tripled since 1993. So we're searching for a cure for why we don't feel quite right.
Yes. Very well said. Very well said. Well, let's talk about some of the people who are featured in your films, because there are some amazing stories. And one that was in Sweet Remedy, Kimberly Evans. I thought that was a really amazing story, you know who I'm talking about. But basically, yeah, she had suffered from some problems, went to the doctor, and you take it from there, I guess.
Kim Evans, I love her. She's a wonderful woman. Who lives in Pennsylvania, and she began to experience some symptoms and went to her doctor and eventually was diagnosed with MS, and she got worse and worse and worse until one day she ran into somebody who said, hey, you know, your symptoms have been mentioned in, you know, that could be aspartame. And Kim said, I don't believe you. But she was like, okay, well, what have I got to lose except for a life of continually going downhill?
Yeah.
So she said, I won't take it for a year. And she went off and she did her own little experiment on herself, and she began to get better. And so she told her doctor about it, and her doctor was one of the type that was, you know, just reading what the standard viewpoint was and not really thinking for him or herself.
Yeah.
And said, well, you know, the only way that you can prove this isn't true for your individual case is to go back on it. And she refused. She got, you know, she was like, are you kidding?
That's a lot to ask. I mean, that's like, you know, falling on your sword. That's taking one for the team there. It's
right.
Like, just so you can have some proof. I know it works, but, you know, she ended up agreeing, did she not?
Eventually she did, and I just am very thankful to her. I don't think I could have done that.
Oh, I know.
She did that, and she said, okay, doc, I'll do this. What do I need to do? And so she was underneath the doctor's care, and the doctor told her to take one diet soda at the same time every day and see what happened and keep a journal. And never any talk about how long this had to go. Interestingly enough, the doctor was not very, you know, believing of her. But guess how long it took her to decide that her experiment was over?
How long?
4 days.
4 days, that's it, huh?
At the end of four days, she was in bed. She couldn't get out of bed. She felt sick. After one diet soda per day, she had been drinking it before and hadn't experienced that type of thing with so little in such a short time, but she had built it up over a long period of time and had become sensitive to it. And interestingly enough, her sister also, in fairly closely, also got diagnosed with MS and also improved after stopping aspartame.
Which is really interesting because, again, you'd think, okay, they're genetically predisposed to this, but they're only half-sisters.
Correct.
Hold on a second, Corey. We're going to take a short break. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes with Corey Brackett and, of course, More Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick. Just as long as they hurt you. There are thieves in the temple tonight.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening is filmmaker Corey Brackett. Her website, www.sweetremedy.tv. Corey, welcome and thank you.
Thanks very much, Frank.
I'm enjoying this so much. When we left off, we were talking about Kim Evans, and you mentioned about her sister was having some of the same problems, same symptoms, I guess. Same diagnosis.
Yeah, she got diagnosed shortly after him, and similar symptoms, same set of symptoms. She improved also, and it's been years later now, and they're both still doing better.
Wow. You know what's amazing to me about that is, again, the connection that a lot of people would assume, oh, well, you're just biologically predisposed to this. But again, you know, them just being only half-sisters, that's interesting too. And it seems that there's more of a connection than for the habits and the patterns that you get sort of brought up into.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can break those, and certainly something we should all break for, you know, our future generations, be very cognizant of what you're putting into your body. If we can do that, we will change the world, that's for sure.
I know we will.
Yeah.
I have no doubt at all, and I know that it can be done. I was a junk food junkie.
Really?
First order.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's nothing that I like better than a carrot stick.
Ah, yes, I agree with that. It's really intriguing, too, because I remember, you know, being out and about, and I'm sure your life is as hectic and as busy as mine. Actually, yours was probably much more. But, you know, I remember just the convenience, of course, and that's really how they get you, is the convenience, how easy it is to just swing through a drive-thru or to run into the gas station and just grab a bag of chips when you're hungry and you need a snack. But, you know, these days, I'd rather just, you know, go out of my way to go home and cook something there rather than swing through a drive-thru. It is so unappetizing, even the sound of it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Fast food, I mean.
Well, it becomes a vicious cycle because
mm-hmm.
a lot of these foods have this effect, like we had talked about dulling down the brain so
mm-hmm.
that it's very difficult to think. You're
yeah.
sitting in a fog. And, you know, the last thing you want to do when you're not thinking very clearly is go and prepare a gourmet meal.
Yeah.
Or even,
sure.
you know, boil a pot for spaghetti
uh-huh.
sometimes. Well, it's a lot easier to get the food that continues to cause you to think and, you know, live in a fog and
yeah.
all of that, and it just perpetuates.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that, too, because we have a healthy, I'm sure there's more than one, but there's one in particular that's a healthy restaurant. And these guys are just phenomenal at this place down here. And I remember going in there and eating a meal, and I walked out of there completely stuffed, but I felt great. I felt energized. You know what I mean? And that was the first time I had ever walked out of a restaurant and felt that way. And I was really blown away by the whole experience. And I met, you know, the guys, and I talked to them, you know, who owned the place, Greenhouse Grill right down the street. And when you if you get to come to town, Corey, I'm going to take you there. You guys are going to love it. But I told them, I said, you know, I don't have that food coma like I do when I walk out of like an Olive Garden or something like that, where it's just, oh, I'm so full, and I feel like I want to go home and take a nap. I'd never felt that way with that. And I realized that to me is the difference between good food and bad food. Bad food does sort of, it does dull your mind. It takes away all of your energy. It just makes you want to go sleep something. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, and we think about it. And by the way, I'm going to take you up on that, Frank.
Yeah, sounds good. You guys will love it, I promise you.
But you got to come out here and go to the couple of restaurants that I know of
mm-hmm.
that leave me feeling that way.
Oh, that's great.
We're getting nutrients in our body when we eat those types of foods, and
yeah.
our bodies are so starved for the type of nutrients, you know, that we can get from a good, well-balanced meal. We're not getting that much anymore. We're rushing about through our lives. We're shoveling food down our throats. We're not taking time to taste the food, chew the food, eat the food, you know, be with our family members and our friends and our loved ones, spend time with them. Most of the time we spend in front of the TV or in the car.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Sad truth, in fact. Going back to Kimberly Evans' story, you know, what was interesting about that to me is, as you had said, you know, she had been doing the Diet Coke thing for a long time. Then she quit for a while, and then she did the trial with her doctor. She did it 4 days in a row, and he said he wanted her to drink the Diet Coke at the same time every day and monitor her symptoms or her journal. And the thing that was interesting to me is she was talking about, I think she started at 11 a.m. or something, but she had symptoms for about 6 hours
mm-hmm.
before they just faded naturally. And one of the first symptoms she mentioned was she was really thirsty, almost like, you know, your body that had been poisoned for so long, you gave it a taste of that poison again, and that addiction is almost right back full force.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that once you become addicted and craving a substance, to you never quite get it out of your system.
Yeah, and it also was amazing to me because it would seem that she probably, with her one can a day for 4 days, she probably was drinking far less than she was when she was doing it all the time. So, you know, there's some degree of maybe a balancing, like your body is so toxic and so used to being toxic that you're almost more normal when you're poisoning yourself every day than if you just poison yourself a little bit for 4 days in a row. because she just was knocked for a loop, couldn't even get out of bed, couldn't move after day four, after only four cans. Back when she was drinking a lot of the diet drinks with the aspartame, she probably was drinking four cans a day easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what happened to me, too.
Really?
When I was drinking a lot of diet soda and consuming a lot of aspartame-containing products, when I quit was when my body started to really revolt, and rebel.
Yeah.
And threw me into a tizzy. But that doesn't happen with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that happens every once in a while. I've gotten some reports from some people who have written to me with similar experiences, but the majority of people seem to get better immediately after they stop consuming. I think a lot of it has to do with not stopping cold turkey.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because if you stop cold turkey, your body has been used to this substance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the steady stream of the substance sometimes for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, you stop it suddenly, and your body's going, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's interesting because one of my friends, a guest who's been on the show before, he told me, he said, you know, if anything ever happens to disrupt our food supply here in this country, you know, the transportation of the food or whatever the case may be, you know, maybe it's tainted or we have an economic problem or some sort of a terrorist attack or whatever, a pandemic flu, for example, because Tamiflu isn't going to help. We know that. people are going to be so used to getting their poison on a daily basis that a lot of people, he said, would probably die right off the bat because they would be going through withdrawal symptoms, you know, so severely and so instantaneously, their body just couldn't handle it.
That's a really good point, and I have a tendency to agree with your
yeah,
previous
scary
guest.
Oh yeah, scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at other stories, there also was the story of the gal whose name I apologize, it escapes me. She was going into the hospital to have some surgery, and of course, just like you know, typical you know, thorough hospitals, they'll ask you, do you have any allergies, food allergies and whatnot, especially if you're planning on staying. And she, of course, had specifically mentioned the thing. She had her hospital bracelet to prove it and her food chart, her menu, where it specifically listed her allergies. And she listed, what, aspartame, MSG, and, I'm not sure if there's any artificial sweeteners, I guess just in general. And she had a problem along the way.
Yeah, that was Cheryl Kempner.
Yes.
And that was in Sweet Misery.
Mm-hmm.
She's an extraordinary person. She had the gumption to be able to wear a bracelet that they had to write by hand that she was allergic to these substances. I think that's how they put it.
Yeah.
And but it was a medical bracelet type of style, but it was handwritten. And she went in there for a knee replacement surgery and didn't really think much of it, thought she was well protected because she had told them.
Yeah.
And then they brought her menu, and she got to check the different things that she wanted, and she checked lemonade. It didn't say diet lemonade. It didn't say anything like that. So she got it, and she ended up going code blue, which is when you stop breathing.
Wow.
After a while, and it turned out that she looked into this. She went down into the kitchen, or she talked to the dietitian. And it turned out that it was diet lemonade, and it had aspartame in it.
Wow.
And they were feeding that as regular lemonade to all their patients.
All of their patients.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
So it's very insidious, and it's very easy to ingest a substance with aspartame without realizing it.
Well, yes, and not only that, but, of course, they disavowed sort of that it was even an incident. She mentioned that her husband wasn't told. She mentioned that, you know, there was never any real, probably wasn't even put in her charts, that they basically had to bring her back to life. But, of course, they almost killed her as well. So, you know, it was obviously their error. And, you know, they'll just try to hush these things up. I mean, you've got a specific allergy. And obviously the people who are serving the food don't even know what's in the food that they're serving to address that.
Well, yeah. Well, it becomes a matter of, it's hard enough for people, for individuals to take charge of their their health and their health care and know their bodies enough to say, hey, look, I don't respond well to this substance. I don't want it in me.
Yes.
I choose not to ingest it. And they should have the right to do that.
Absolutely.
But the people that are in authority, in positions of authority over us in our health care, are often very, very cool, but sometimes they don't believe us.
Yes.
And that can become a big problem, as big as what happened to Cheryl Kempner.
Wow. It's an amazing story, but I will say this, Corey, that of all the stories, I don't think anything shocked me as much as, let me get her name here, Diane Fleming's story.
Oh, Diane Fleming, yeah.
What a tragedy.
Yeah, she's currently serving a 50-year sentence for murdering her husband. That's what the verdict was in this. But it was methanol poisoning, and there was no methanol found in her house other than a bottle of unopened windshield wiper fluid. And yet they said that. Now, methanol is one of the breakdown components of aspartame, and that was never looked at in her case. They always, even her defense attorney, always looked at it from the point of view of this is a murder, not possibly an accidental death. And so they were going to blame her son. And
wow.
She was, and to get her off, this is what her defense attorney's strategy was, and she was like, no, no. And
oh, my God.
Being convicted. And now she's serving a 50-year term. And she's been doing everything, trying to get appeals and so forth. There's, you know, been petitions and everything to get her freed, but she's still struggling with that.
That's such a horrible story. I mean, the gist of it, I guess, basically, is her husband, who's the one who died, I mean, he was a massive consumer of diet drinks, and then had started using some sort of workout supplement, which is creatine, which I'm familiar with. I was not aware that creatine had aspartame in it.
I'm not sure that it does.
Oh, okay.
Because it does pull the fluids out of the muscles.
Oh,
there's
okay.
A bunch of different things.
And that makes sense. I never really thought about it, but you're right. I could see how that would just simply exacerbate the problem. I never thought about that. That's amazing. So, yeah, so here you've got somebody that's obviously health conscious, has a gym in their house. They try to take supplements to work out. They try to drink Gatorade and diet drinks, thinking, of course, that diet drinks are actually better for you. But then again, the guy went into, I guess it was seizures, and then then it was a coma. No, I'm confusing some stories here. He
fell into a coma.
Okay.
And they tried to feed him with ethanol, which is the antidote in hospitals for methanol poisoning.
Wow.
And it didn't work. There was just too much methanol, I guess, in his system, and he died.
And then they just, it's amazing, because the doctor said, I think he was poisoned. She actually called the police.
Right, yeah. It's one of those things that,
a travesty of the justice
right.
system, absolutely. But, folks, if you didn't pick up what Corey said there, she said that the only thing, the thing they accused this gal of poisoning her husband with was a bottle of windshield washer fluid that wasn't even opened. So somehow she opened it, used it, and then sealed it back up, factory seal, on this thing again. And again, it's just not physically possible. And I think, you know, you really highlighted that with her friend who said, I don't know what these people heard to make them think that this happened, but it's quite obvious that it didn't.
Yeah.
It's a real tragedy.
Billy Richmond is her friend's name, and she has stuck by Diane since her incarceration, which is quite a friend.
Oh, yeah. I can't even see how anyone could not just simply watch your documentary and just have, you know, it should be completely overturned just on your documentary alone. It's amazing to me. And again, injustice abounds.
Well, all I say is, you know, hey, is there reasonable doubt?
Yeah.
In my view, there is.
Mm-hmm.
She passed a lie detector test, too.
Wow.
Which was never allowed in court. there were a lot of things that were, hey, wait a minute,
mm-hmm.
in this case.
Wow. It's such an awful situation. You know, all of these stories. I wanted to ask you, too, there was the, and again, I tried to write the names down, and some of them I was just, you know, did not catch. But, yeah, God forbid I press the pause button, right? Anyway, sorry about that, Corey. There was the diver and Olympic diver, you know, world-class athlete, who obviously, you know, he didn't need diet drinks. Who knows why he did it, except to presume that he wanted to prevent himself from gaining body fat and decreasing his effectiveness as an athlete. But, and that's what I wanted to ask you about, physical fitness, how that may affect aspartame ingestion.
Well, that's Justin Dumais, by the way. He's an
okay.
Olympic diver.
Thank you. Oh, I hear the music, Corey. I'm sorry. Folks, please stay with us. We'll be back in only 3 minutes to continue our fascinating discussion with this incredible woman, Corey Brackett, filmmaker extraordinaire behind Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy. And, folks, if you have questions, we can start taking your calls as well. 800-313-9443. Toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
Upon the fields of barley, she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold.
Frankly Speaking Radio. And yes, I'm off the phone. And very excited about that. Very excited that our guest is with us, Corey Brackett, filmmaker behind Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy. Welcome and thank you.
Hi, Frank, and welcome back.
It's nice to be back. It sounds like an actual professional broadcast, or at least something similar, hopefully. Yes, it's certainly a great thing to be able to set the phone down. Okay, I just like my headphones. I'm kind of a purist, Corey. I want to give out your contact info, of course, your website, sweetremedy.tv, and if people would like to call and order the films, for those, because we have listeners who don't have internet access, you can call between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday, by dialing 866-624-9710. And, Corey, you're going to stay with us through next hour, right?
Oh, sure.
Wonderful. So, folks, if you have questions, if you have questions about aspartame or any sort of symptoms or anything like that, that maybe you've heard something mentioned here tonight, this is a great time to ask your questions. And, of course, our number here, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. So we were discussing about the Olympic diver, Justin, is that what you said?
Justin DeMay, yeah.
DeMay, thank you. And about people who are obviously very, very much health conscious in order to operate at peak performance, they probably would notice maybe aspartame being, I don't know, poisoning them. Maybe they might notice sooner than someone else if they're just very cognizant of their bodies.
Right. They burn cleaner. They burn at a higher metabolic rate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're often very much more in tune with their bodies. That's actually the very ironically tragic and sad thing about aspartame, is an awful lot of the people that I talked with were on aspartame containing products because they thought they were doing something good for their bodies.
Yes.
And then they would end up like Bob Mell from Sweet Misery, who had a brain tumor and was diagnosed with lupus. And, you know, it was really a very sad thing to see.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. That story, and then, again, the names. There was the gal who was trying to put her daughter on some vitamins, something to help her out.
Oh, yes, Carmen Carradine.
Yes.
Carradine. That was a very sad, sad story. Her daughter, Katrina, when she was probably about 2 years old, or, you know, very young, she was put on vitamins because her mother thought she was doing something good for her, and those vitamins contained aspartame. And Katrina ended up having seizures, and they almost lost her. They had to put her into a coma, which flabbergasted me.
Isn't that amazing?
Because if they didn't put her into the coma, she would have continuous seizures, so she would have died.
Oh, that's such a horrific thing to hear, and I can't even imagine how hard that would be to go through, even as a parent, you know, because you're trying to do something good for your kids. And the Flintstone vitamins, I used to take those.
As it was, she ended up with brain damage.
Yeah. Corey, we're up to another break here. Folks, please stay with us as we pause for station identification for our affiliates, and then we'll be back in about 90 seconds with more Frankly Speaking Radio.